finance and economics. War by other means. In its fight against Hamas, Israel uses economic weapons as well as military ones.
In less than a fortnight, some 3,500 Gazans have been killed, 12,000 injured, and more than a million displaced, on whose behalf America and the UN are attempting to open a passage into Egypt. Entire neighborhoods in the Strip have been bombed to dust. Cut off from food, water, and medical supplies, the UN warned on October 16th that Gaza's 2.3 million people were on the verge of an abyss. Since Israel's strikes began, war has drained nearly every source of economic life from the territory. For the better part of two decades, Gaza has relied on support from international donors for its financial survival. On October 18th, Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Prime Minister, said that his country would allow a modest amount of food and medicine across Egypt's border into the territory, which would be the first supplies let in since Hamas launched its brutal attack against Israel on October 7th. Israel's allies, including America, are pushing for more to be admitted. Yet at the same time, Israel wants to suffocate Hamas by any means possible, which requires using economic as well as military weapons. Averting a humanitarian catastrophe is made all the more difficult by the miserable pre-war state of the Palestinian economy. Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank share a single market, governed by a deal that the UN brokered in 1994. The idea behind the agreement was that Palestinians would work in Israel and that Israeli capital would flood into Gaza and the West Bank, where rich returns were waiting. In reality, Israeli restrictions remained in place and the Palestinian economy still depends on handouts. On the eve of the war, the average Israeli was 15 times richer than the average Palestinian. Only a third of West Bankers have access to a sewage system. Some 10% manage without a water supply. West Bankers have been allowed to work in low-skilled jobs in Israel, but have been subject to tight restrictions on their movement. In Gaza, things have been even worse. Growth in GDP per person in the West Bank averaged 2.8% a year from 2007 to 2022. The average Gazan became poorer during the same period, with the local economy shrinking by 2.5% a year. The territory has operated under a near-total blockade from Israel since Hamas took power in 2007. Until recently, it was supplied with electricity by Israel, but received only a third of the amount it sought. Each of the three wars fought between the two sides, in 2008, 2014, and 2021, cost Gaza the equivalent of at least a year of GDP. If there is nothing for an economy to generate, it is not just growth that suffers. Unemployment is rife. More than half of the Gazan adult population were living below the IMF's poverty line in 2021. There are few ways to make money. One way used to be dealing imports and exports through tunnels under Gaza's southern border, but Egypt cleared out most after a bust-up with Hamas in 2014. Another way is to rebuild what war destroys. One of Gaza's main businesses is construction, which grew by 20% last year. It will presumably grow by more once this round of war ends. Others cobbled together incomes from a range of outside sources. Some 70,000 Gazans remain on the payroll of the Palestinian Authority, PA, even though its officials who run the West Bank were kicked out of Gaza by Hamas in 2007, and none of them actually go to work. Qatar deposits cash, some $10 million a month, into the bank accounts of thousands more locals. The PA pays Gaza's electricity bills, which Israel subtracts from the tax it collects on behalf of the PA and the West Bank. The UN educates 300,000 Gazan children. A network of hospitals it runs with charities provides the territory with basic healthcare.